Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 3, we were taught that we should always allow God's Word to guide us in our personal life, regardless of what others say. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Say something's not in the Bible, so we don't have to do that. Just realize that means that if it is in the Bible, you do it. So it is in the Bible. They met daily. Now, are you going to meet daily, or are you going to suddenly have a change of attitude about that? So, again, don't be a hypocrite and try to use those kind of arguments and make you look dumb before all of heaven when you do something like that and ignorant. So don't. I don't want anybody just listening to this broadcast to sound dumb and ignorant. Okay. So, again, we listen to his word. We allow his word to be that which guides us. It's that which directs us. It is that which we, on which we depend. Remember in Luke 10? A certain lawyer, we're told, was seeking to justify himself. Himself. And then he says, Master. Okay, and he goes on. Well, look. Don't seek to justify yourself like this guy did. He tried to justify himself. You'll find out that a lot of times you're trying to justify your failures. You're trying to justify turning the grace of God into lasciviousness by calling it grace or liberty. And my friend, you'll try to justify it before family and friends, but you'll never justify it for God. And if we try to live that way, if we try to justify our worldliness and our fleshliness and the other things that we do, then we aren't godly in Christ Jesus. If we do live godly in Christ Jesus, then as Jesus, we will suffer persecution. John chapter 15, 18 through 21 lets us know that. And we'll suffer opposition. And many times from religious people. Even our own. John 16, 2, Jesus told the disciples, there'll be those that'll kill you thinking they're doing God a service. And so, you just remain faithful. You realize all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If they persecute the Lord, they'll persecute you, but you endure. Why? Well, Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12 tells us where Jesus says about suffering for righteousness' sake, that great is your reward in heaven. Now, he created the heaven and the earth, saw that it was good. Isn't that interesting? You read Genesis 1 and 2, and he says, and it was good, and he saw that it was good, and he saw that it was good. And it was good. I mean, isn't that a beautiful space? The stars, the greenery, the oceans, and oh, on we go about the beauty. And he called it good. But the reward in heaven, he calls great. Now, if God says something's great, I can't imagine the magnificence of it. Maybe that's why in Romans 8:18 he says that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. It'll make the sufferings that we go through seem minute. Now, my friend, I get very frustrated, especially right now, having trouble reading. As a matter of fact, right now, while I'm doing this, I'm looking at my notes, and I have a large magnifying glass with a light on it to magnify it and then hope my finger doesn't slip off the page or slip to another place and I lose myself or I lose my place and then I'm in trouble. And then there's a gap until I find that period. And Mr. Vaught does a great job, but, you know, he doesn't like me to do that a whole lot. But again, we try to do that, which we can do, then let God do that, what we cannot do. So, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. It'll make some suffering. Don't you think that some of those people a few years ago that had their children were killed in front of them, heads chopped off and things like that for not denying Jesus Christ. And you say, oh, that is so terrible. And that's the last thing they saw. They saw their children being killed. Those children saw their parents not converted from Christianity to that false religion in order to save them. And so, that is a terrible thing. That's a terrible thought to leave a parent with. If I had just denied Christ, they'd still be alive today. Hey, they got a spirit. God's spirit lives forever, and they're saved. They're in heaven. And it'll make that suffering, and that is real suffering to see that. But as bad as that suffering is, it'll seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh, what glory. So, we're to be faithful, we're to endure for the eternal joy that is set before us. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, he was told to preach the word in season, out of season. He said to be called before the Lord in judgment on it. But what I find is so interesting about it as well, that even though he'll be called in judgment about it, we also know that in reality, God's going to give him the Spirit to be able to accomplish everything God wants him to accomplish, the Holy Spirit. We, as preachers, just must allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, not worrying what the culture says, but what does God say, because we're going to be called into an account for it. He says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering, doctrine, and authority. That's telling us how to preach. I don't like that preacher that's always rebuking. I don't like that preacher that's always reproving us. I don't like that preacher that just keeps on referring to the Bible and uses it as a weapon against us. If the Bible seems as a weapon against you, my friend, have you ever thought about maybe it is? That the sword of the Lord is trying to cut something out of your life that's harmful to you? So, my friend, please, 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 please be faithful to read the Word of God daily and to obey it and view yourself as a servant, taking the attitude of Isaiah that says, here am I, Lord, send me. And I hope that would be your attitude. Now, again, we look here at the Word of God. So finish verse 2, and we read verse 3. But hath in due time. In due time, have you ever thought about that? In due time, manifested his word through preaching, which is commanded unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it's been passed on to Timothy. Preach the word. That was the command. That's what preachers are supposed to do. And so we see it here. So again, you see the times there. I tell you, isn't that interesting? The Bible uses words, and we think so little of them, then we find out, oh, that's an important word. So in due time. And here it says in due times, it uses the plural. It's from a Greek word that implies time of opportunity. Regardless of the convenience of the opportunity or the convenience of the time, It's due time. It's always right. It's always opportune. Now, you may suffer for it. You may be criticized for it. But if it is God's timing, then it will always, 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 always be the right time. Now, so we look at eternal life. That eternal life that God promised before the world began, that was at the right, opportune time. And it was manifested. Again, look at the verse. But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is commanded to me according to the commandment of our Savior. Now we saw in verse 2, in hope of eternal life. God promised it before the world began, and now in due time, the most opportune time, manifested. If you got someone that is unsaved, they're lacking eternal life, it is due time. Whether they hate you for it, whether everything wrong seems to be going on around you, due time is not waiting till they're on their deathbed, and then hopefully they'll get saved. And hopefully it'll be on time. So again, God, before the world began, at the right opportune time, has been manifested. Also, times, as we said, is plural, telling us that in each period of history, and I like to say, his story, because history is his story. He knows all about it. God isn't surprised by anything. Nothing ever just occurs to God. He knows it. He sees our thoughts afar off. From the beginning, known unto God are all his works from the beginning. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 15, verse 18. So God has manifested his saving gospel. This was to be Israel's work. According to Exodus chapter 19, verses 6, and, well, let me just read there, Exodus 19, verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation, and these are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now, God is telling Moses to tell the children of Israel that they're chosen. Chosen to what? They're chosen to be a holy nation. And as a holy nation, they are to spread the gospel. They're a nation of priests. A kingdom of priests. Now, what does a priest do? A priest talks to God for people and talks to people for God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will